You know what I did like about what Bill did, and I think we should kind of do it? I like Bill's commercials. Bill did a great job on his commercials. Some of those are on the tape, too.
Yeah. Oh. Milburger's Garden in South Texas.
Did he do Milburger?
No, he did he did Vernon's. Brought to you by Milburger's Landscape Nursery, 1604 on Boulevardy Road. I'll tell you how to get there in just a second.
Oh, I thought you were mimicking Bill's commercial. I was listening.
I am. That's what he said. I'll tell you how to get there in just a second, but right now I want to tell you.
He's a radio professional.
He's very
50
good.
50 years.
He was excellent. He said, and then he said, we got, of course, Milburger's is a beautiful nursery right here on the northeast part of town. And lots of good things on sale, including all blooming and foliage hanging baskets, now 50% off. You could get yourself a bougainvillea or a Boston fern, or maybe you'd like some mature-sized bedding plants. They're on sale for $198 in the 6-inch pot. Bill did this much better than I did. Perennials.
He's in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Someday I may be.
I don't think Mary ever made that, did she?
She certainly deserves to be.
She does. She deserves a lot, but a lot of us deserve a lot.
That's true. Mexican Bird of Paradise on sale, 50% off. And Tropical Perennial Hibiscus on sale for 50% off, too. Just $9.88 in the 3 and 5 gallon containers. And they're absolutely gorgeous here at the nursery. And then Bill gave directions on how to get to the nursery, and I kind of got lost. So I'll just tell you, it's on 1604 on Boulevardy Road.
They're out of business now.
Are they?
I think they are.
He was going.
They're one of the old time nurseries.
It must have been rather difficult to get there.
It was.
You're going to go to Faith Road, and then you take a left, and go take that left till you get to.
You got to have faith.
Yeah.
I was wanting to say, you got to have faith, brother. You'll find it.
If you find faith,
you're not far away. See, he never would. I gave him a lot of suggestions.
No, he didn't.
He almost got us thrown off there. He learned quickly not to do that.
Bill did an excellent job. I was very impressed with how he handled y'all.
He's a big guard. He was a big time gardener. Still is.
Well, not from the way y'all described him.
We ought to get him on this show one time. I bet a lot of our listeners used to listen to him.
All right. Well, maybe time. Bill's listening today.
No.
What's he doing today?
He ain't listening.
Why not?
He's hopefully sick and tired. He got something better to do in retirement than listen.
Someone call Bill and tell him we won't talk to him. We want to talk about the old days. So give Bill a call.
We can play some of those shows.
We could. I'll take out the radio references, and we'll play the shows.
Play some of those shows, and we can have him listening and
he can go
giving his commentary.
Now, on this one, I knew Jerry was going to say this. And so
he was at my 60th birthday party.
I saw him. I introduced myself. I was.
He told a famous bump gate story where I tore his brand new Ford up with a metal bump gate. He got it most of the time right.